The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Guy Gadowski. Penn State is the number 3 seed in the conference tournament and will take on number 6 Wisconsin on Thursday at 4 p.m. Coach, if you want to go ahead and make an opening statement, then we'll take questions.
Thank you very much. No, we're just very excited. It's an exciting time of year. It's fun to be a part of these, and we're just raring to get going.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Nathan Wells with SB Nation.
Hi, Coach. Your team was fighting for the second seed in the first round bye up until the final weekend. How disappointing was it to not get that, and how are you approaching and your team approaching the possibility of having to play 3 games in 3 days?
I think it's the same disappointment that you feel after any loss, and then you recognize it and move on, and that's really what we're doing. We're very excited about playoffs, period. As far as whether we have to play 3 games or 2 games, it doesn't matter to us. We're looking forward to the next game, and in this case it happens to be Thursday, but it's the same preparation as if it was Friday. So it really doesn't change anything for us. I think I think we feel very, very good about what we accomplished this year and want it to continue.
Our next question comes from the line of Fred Flesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, good morning, Guy. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Just wondering if you can comment on the loss of Vince Pedry. I know you said last week that it was maybe an emotional setback for the team and how they've been able to cope and what your message is moving forward without him and how you have to adjust.
Well, I think, first of all, there is no message now. I think the timing of it was tough because it happened, an hour before we're getting on a bus to go to the airport. But once the team has digested it, it's obviously he's a great player. He's meant a lot to us. But just like every player, he's only one of them, and it's up to us to move forward without him. I think now that we've, digested it, we're moving on, and it's really not that the loss isn't in our minds at all. What is in our minds is who's going to do what to make sure we have a great performance on Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Guy, it's the way you guys finished off the season on a little rough patch. What have you been stressing to your team that needs to improve to rectify that?
Yeah, so, I think going into Michigan at Yost with the offense they have, I think that's tough at any time, and we didn't have our best weekend. Obviously, we were playing, shorthanded. We hope to get a couple bodies back for Thursday, so I think that's one issue. But what can we definitely control is the number of power play opportunities we've given up, and that it doesn't matter. Obviously, I think that can be accentuated when you play Michigan, but I think that applies to anybody in the Big Ten. So what we've been stressing is get back to doing a great job in terms of how we play with our technique. We did a really good job at the start of the year. We were one of the best, least penalized teams in the nation, and just seems here lately in Big Ten play, we haven't been able to do that. So that's what we're stressing. That's what our goal to get back to that is.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the leadership that you've gotten for your team? Not only the guys with letters on their jerseys, but some of those upperclassmen who have really helped steer the program over the last stretch of years.
Well, sure. I think that you can start with, the guy that does have the C on his jersey, though. David Glenn is, a tremendous leader. I think it's pretty well documented what kind of person he is off the ice and so selfless. And he's just a tremendous person, number one. I think he's also a great competitor, but he's not the only one. I think everybody in this class, means so much to this program because when they were recruited, they were told that they'd get, they would lose badly for 4 years. And they didn't listen to any of that. They had a lot of faith in themselves and came in and won a lot of games and had a great, and are enjoying a great experience When you talk about leadership with our team, you have to mention Tommy Olchek. He's been with us from day one, even in the club program. He understands what we're trying to accomplish extremely well. He walks his talk every day, and he's just been tremendous for our program and in everywhere, on the ice, off the ice. I mean, just phenomenal. And so this class has been, you know, obviously a very soft spot in all of our collective hearts here, you know, at Penn State, because they've brought the program, you know, they've escalated the program so quickly, so high compared to what a lot of people thought. So they've been, they're very special to us.
And our next question comes from the line of Fred Flesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, guy, goaltending, I'm not sure I've seen a season where I've seen so many goalies taken out of a game, and after the coach will say it's more of a team message because he was still playing well and making some big saves. I know Amon's come out of three straight right now. What's his, mental outlook, mental makeup after what he's been through recently?
You know what, I'm actually not worried about him because he's been, I think, one of the best things about him all year is how he's handled himself, and it's been excellent. And obviously, we go into Michigan very shorthanded and lost two guys while we were shorthanded. It was a tough spot to be in, and obviously, we didn't play our best defensively, but it certainly, I thought he played very well, really, and I just didn't think it was necessarily the right move to leave him in the entire time. And really try to shake up our team that was playing, like I said, very shorthanded. So those moves were not at all because of the play of our goaltender at all. And as far as your question about, you know, his mental capacity, I think is great. He's been mentally tough all year long. You look at his numbers that even with those experiences last weekend and the last game of Wisconsin, his numbers are fantastic. I think he still leads the Big Ten in save percentage. So he's had a tremendous year. And a lot of that can be attributed to how mentally tough he's been and how he's been able to control his emotions. So I've been very impressed with him in that sense. And so for that reason, I'm not that concerned.
Okay. Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Guy, what have you learned playing Wisconsin this year?
Huh. Well, they've got talent, that's for sure. I like the way they've been playing. They've caused us some problems with how they stretched guys a couple times, getting players behind our defensemen. Obviously, I think Luke Kunin's had a tremendous year. He's very skilled. His line is excellent. They've generated a lot of offense. So what we've learned is that they're a scary team because they're a team that I think knows they're getting better and better and better, and that can be a very, you know, that's usually a dangerous team that has confidence that they're improving, and I think that's very evident with them.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you in St. Paul.
You got it. Thanks, everybody.